This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, July 18th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Audit blasts Cal OSHA. Morrison gets strong ag support. And USDA research agency braces for shortfall. Audit faults Cal OSHA for lapses in worker safety enforcement. The California State Auditor released a report yesterday sharply criticizing Cal OSHA for failing to adequately protect workers due to staffing shortages and poor inspection practices. The review, requested by the Joint Legislative Audit Committee, examined 60 cases from the past 5 years and found the agency declined to inspect several worker complaints without clear justification. In the cases it did investigate, inspectors often failed to follow proper procedures, undermining the effectiveness of their enforcement. The report concluded that Cal OSHA's oversight has allowed unsafe working conditions to persist. It also highlighted severe staffing vacancies, which reached 34% last year and remain above 30%. The auditor warned that without stronger enforcement, California's 18 million workers face continued risks. The report recommends Cal OSHA improve its investigation protocols, enhance internal oversight, and address ongoing recruitment and retention challenges to fulfill its mission of ensuring workplace safety. DPR's Karen Morrison gets strong ag support. The Senate Rules Committee has confirmed Governor Gavin Newsom's nomination of Karen Morrison as director of the department's pesticide regulation. Newsom elevated the department scientist to the role in February. Morrison fielded friendly questions during the hearing and gained sweeping support from a swath of agriculture associations. Chris Reardon, who directs the government affairs at the California Farm Bureau, has found Morrison to be, quote, open-minded, and she works with a broad coalition of people, and she listens. He applauded her for collaborating closely with county ag commissioners to mend that relationship. ARS cutting spending at the end of the year. Agriculture Research Service labs and offices are being told to prepare for a funding shortfall at the end of the fiscal year that amounts to about 10% of the agency's annual budget. ARS employees are telling AgriPulse, "We are being told by the USDA to plan for being given no money for the last about 30 days of the fiscal year, which ends September 30, according to Ethan Roberts. He's president of American Federation of Government Employees, Local 3247. He works as a lab technician at the National Center for Agricultural Utilization Research in Peoria, Illinois. Another ARS union rep said the shortfall has been caused by payments in annual leave to people who retired or took the voluntary buyouts offered through two deferred resignation programs. While some labs may be able to absorb the cutoff in funds, Roberts said that unfortunately for NCAUR, this 10% reduction is about $3.4 million. We had already planned and executed to spend that money, and now we'll either end up in the red or we'll have to start pulling back on previous obligations, canceling orders to try to make up the difference. USDA spokespeople did not respond late yesterday to a request for comment. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Ag industries push for swift confirmation of trade negotiator. Ag groups are welcoming the administration's announcement that it has tapped longtime trade official Julie Callahan to serve as the top U.S. ag negotiator and are calling for a swift nomination process. Dr. Callahan is the right choice. Her expertise in leadership and agriculture trade policy is second to none, said Greg Down, president and CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation. Down held the position during Trump's first term. We ask that the Senate move quickly to advance her confirmation process, he added. Ag industry groups had been pushing the administration to fill the position, the office of the U.S. Trade Representative, to ensure ag interests are represented in the slate of ongoing trade talks. Callahan has been working in USTR's Office of Agriculture Affairs since 2016, spending the last 5 years as Assistant USTR for Agriculture Affairs and Commodity Policy. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall said her experience would allow Callahan to, quote, hit the ground running. Her previous stints at USDA and the Food and Drug Administration would provide important perspective, he added. Excellent choice by the president, Devin Malger said the National Oilseed Processors Association told AgriPulse, Julie is incredible at what she does. NRCS agrees to improve dam safety monitoring. USDA's Natural Resource Conservation Service says it will try to do a better job monitoring dam safety and distributing rehabilitation funds transparently. The agency agreed with recommendations in a Government Accountability Office report that found NRCS has failed to ensure the timely completion of dam inspections. As of a year ago, 32% of significant and high-hazard dams with their evaluated lives were past their required inspection due date, GAO found. In addition, key safety information NRCS collects, such as the condition of some dams, is missing or inaccurate, GAO said. Without complete and accurate data, NRCS cannot ensure safe operation and maintenance of dams across the country that help protect communities from flooding. NRCS Associate Chief Louis Aspey pledged that the agency would make improvements. In the agency response to the report, he said that by January 31st, NRCS, quote, will develop a quality assurance plan and guidance for state and district offices for collecting and verifying key information on its dams database. He also said NRCS would clarify eligibility criteria for projects and issue guidance on its ranking system for funding. National FFA and Vivek announce partnership to bring free virtual leadership labs to students. The more than 1 million National FFA organization student members will soon have access to a customizable virtual leadership lab curriculum. In a partnership announcement with Vivek during the organization's State Leadership Conference for State Officers, FFA said the free leadership curriculum will be available to students beginning next summer. Teachers will be able to customize the lab so they can be integrated into any school subject to ensure students can develop leadership skills alongside their regular curriculum. By combining innovation with real-world insight, we're giving young leaders the tools they need to grow no matter where they are, said Christine White, FFA Chief Program Officer. Development of programs with Vivek, the nation's largest learning solution provider for agriculture, will begin this fall. Here's today's final word. I was casually buying a week's food for the kids, Governor Gavin Newsom said. 2 weeks ago, he donned a hat and sunglasses, ditched his motorcade a couple of blocks away so he and the first partner could stroll through a local farmer's market, Newsom explained at a press conference this week. Yet the discreet government presence still frightened the market's manager that an immigration crackdown may be taking place. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, July 18th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Elliott.